Hey everyone, we're heading into September. Boy, so many things are coming up, so many things have come through and changed, and I feel like a lot of people I know have been going through transitions big time in their life on lots of scales. September feels like a really good time to be open and vulnerable, but also with the Virgo season, I feel like it's a time that we all need to take action on what we want in our life. Getting the details, planning, strategy, doing the behind the work, behind the scenes type work. I know for me, I've been looking at my calendar as it's been building over the last months, maybe less than a month, really looking at it and preparing myself for the busyness of September. Recently, I got another client, which I'm very excited about and very thankful for, and it very much feels like a wave of what's to come. So there's a lot of, you know, planning, putting things down in a schedule, and a lot of putting myself out there. And I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but being more vulnerable in conversations with people I meet, opening up about how I really view the world, and my concepts in how I live in my reality. Just last night at the first open Children of the Sun and Moon gathering, we talked about visualization during manifestation and meditations, and how important it is to make sure you're coupling the feeling that you want and that you're working for with that visualization, to really ground it down through your chakras, down to the root, down into Mother Gaia, and really making that manifestation come to fruition. So a lot of opportunity for vulnerability and sharing of knowledge and of space and time, which has been really a joy that I've really been having a good time with lately. Lots of amazing synchronicities and random, quote-unquote random encounters, coupled with deep conversation. So I want to invite you all to think about what you have coming up, what you want to see coming up, how you wish your life would feel now. Think about all these things that we work towards. You know, so often, I think about what 5 years from now looks like and what I want it to look like and feel like and be, and what my practice looks like and feels like. But I often forget what I need now, what I want to see my life look and feel like right now. So I invite you all to think about that and to look at that and to really consider, you know, this month in September, what can I focus on that brings me one step or a few steps closer to how I want my life to look and feel right now? There's so many tips and tricks that can help help you do this on a daily basis, so it doesn't seem as scary and daunting. Vision boards, man, those are really great. I've had success with my clients with those, and that's one of many. So definitely get a hold of me if you're curious about others. It's all about small adjustments, you know. Getting that focus and clarity towards our future goal is really, excuse me, all we can do. Get the clarity and enact the feeling. A phrase I've heard a lot and used a lot myself in the past is fake it till you make it. And it's a true concept, except the faking it part. It's not something that you have to be quote unquote fake about. If I want my life to be abundant, I want clients and adventure and, you know, deep connection and allowance, then I have to put into my life the way I want that to feel and be the creator of that. I have to be able to create the spaces, the vulnerability to open myself up to allow the time for the space and time to connect on a deep, vulnerable level. You know, I have to put the work in, especially during this Virgo month, of really putting the detailed work in behind the scenes of what it is that I want my life to look like so that I can have the feeling, the look and feel of the life I want. So taking advantage, you know, our best advantage of the energies as they're playing out throughout the year and where we are in our growth and how we can push forward and grow further. I myself am in the market for a steady, regular coach, like the way that I coach. For me, you know, I'm looking for more of a spiritual coach, and I've got a few friends in the healing community that I am thinking of reaching out to. You know, we're never done. There's always further to go. And that's really the joy about energy, is there's so many great energies in the world, great healing energies in the world. And, you know, I'm not the only coach that's out there. There's lots of us, and you'll resonate with each of us differently. So you get the opportunity to really pick and choose what kind of energy you want through your individual healing. Anyways, I'm not going to spew for too much longer. Enjoy this month. Okay, everybody, take advantage of the details this month. Take advantage of the quiet time to plan and prep and visualize and feel and work through. Enjoy the vulnerable, open connections that you meet. And, excuse me, as an amazing astrologer, tarot reader I follow on YouTube says, that I plan on doing is keeping a synchronicity journal this month to see really what amazing things the universe is throwing at me, and really showing me what I can be, what I have to be grateful for on top of the so many things. So take advantage of this time. If you're seeking guidance and you're needing, you know, help working things through, allow yourself to be vulnerable and open and ask for that help, you know, in whatever fashion that comes from, whatever fashion you feel you need. As always, love and light, my thriving life family. September's going to be a crazy month, but please reach out. It's an absolute passion that I get to do what I do for a living, and I love every minute of it, so don't feel that you can't reach out. Enjoy your month. Be vulnerable. Much love, my thriving life family.